The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 47. Travel narrows the mind. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 47.
不出户知天下不窥牖见天道其出弥远其知弥少
You need not go outdoors to know about the world. You need not peek through the window to understand the heavenly Tao. The farther you travel, the less you know.
是以圣人不行而知,不见而明,不为而成.
That is why the sage knows without traveling, understands without seeing, achieves without doing. In this verse, Lao Tzu outlines two approaches to understanding the mysteries of the world. You can go out into it and travel all over the place in some restless obsession for knowledge. Or you can stay at home and not peek through the curtain. What he's saying is that the answers can't be found outside, rather, they are to be found within. Don't confuse your mind with things that don't matter. Seek the tranquility of inner peace and knowledge. Hence, the farther you travel, the less you know. It is curious that in this verse Lao Tzu refers to the heavenly Tao. It seems out of place to add the word heavenly. Was he talking about Tao, or some lesser force which he termed the heavenly way? Within the verse, it seems to represent Tao in its proper sense. A reminder that there may be many hands at work in creating these verses, and over time, some helpful scribe may have added a word or two that weren't needed or intended. For thousands of years, mankind has assumed that to understand more about the world, we must go forth. We must explore not just spatially, but also the nature of things through science. Increasingly, however, we are returning to the idea put forward by Lao Tzu that the answers to everything lie within. That's the world we really need to explore. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.